But one feels that when it comes to loving the brethren, that the greatest test will come upon the individual, which we start touching on it in the first session, and we said we'll wait till this session, is really how one is willing to lay down your life. Lay it down for the brethren. I mean, this is, to me, is the greatest test. Laying down really requires a lot of things. You have mentioned, Brian, that really having their own interest before mine, esteeming my brother or sister better than self, sacrifice, even the willingness to die for the sake of the brethren. And this is where the test comes to me personally, because it's one thing to talk about these things, but when the action comes, sometimes it's very hard to put into practice. But brethren, this is a word in season for us. Yeah. That we have to look at our brethren and to esteem that their interest is better than mine. And in one second, in one sense, to seek the welfare of one another, because this is all a display of the love of God that is in us and shown toward the brethren.
Speaking of a woman that we know well from Acts, Dorcas, who we know she ministered to the saints and
yes.
to the point that it brought her to death. And they can come and they showed forth the work that she did for them while she was still with them. And they were weeping, and you just see the tremendous love that this woman would have had for the dear saints of God. And that love displayed. And it cost her really her life, you can say, to be brought to the point of death. But that's how love should be displayed in us as well, that we would be willing even to lay down our life for the people of God. And I think that really connects with what we have in the beginning of chapter 5, verse 1, because it says, everyone that loves him that begat, loveth him that is also begotten of him. So we love because we know that we were all made in God's image, and we all have been purchased by that same blood. The blood that purchased me is the same blood that purchased my brother and my sister, and so I should love because we are all begotten of him. So if we say we love God, we ought to also love those that are begotten of him.
And in verse 2 of chapter 5, he tells us how we do that. How do we, by this we know that we love the children of God. Now, it's again, if I write that verse, I would have put how you do that. And now he's saying it in a kind of a, in a different way. You know that you love God, that love the children of God is number one when you love God, that we love God. And then, when you keep his commandments. Loving my brethren means that I keep the commandments of God. I would not put it this way. I would have put it in a totally different way. Loving my brethren means that I do things for them. But he said that earlier. But now he comes and he sums it all up. Just in case it comes to somebody's mind that love my brethren meaning compromising on the commandment of God. He's saying no. Then you would not be loving your brother if you compromise on the commandment of God. You love your brother when you keep the commandment of God.
Two examples come to mind, and that's in line of what we just heard. Nehemiah was in a position we all know. He was in a palace. He says, I was in Shushan, the palace. What would cause him, Brother Nehemiah, what would cause him to think of his brother? In verse 2, I asked them, the visitors that came, I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped. When? Are we occupied? Does it even sometimes cross our minds to ask about each other? That's an expression of love. He loved them. Well, he followed the commandments. He knows the place. He knows Jerusalem. He knows the wall. He wants to do what is right before God. But the scripture says he asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped. In Philippians, we find another example, and a brother we all know Epaphroditus. And it says in verse 26, that's in Philippians 2, and just a portion of verse 26. Philippians 2, 26. For he longed after you. It's a lot to be said there. Then verse 30, Philippians 2, 30. Because of the work of Christ, he was near unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward him. Well, he was fulfilling the Lord's commandments, but with compassion, with love, with longing. He was exposed to death. Now, certainly we recall the Apostle Paul when he says, how many years? He was in tears, in prayers for their assemblies. The Lord help us to have that compassion as Christ saw the crowd. And may the Lord have us to feel that love, which sometimes we don't even know what is love. This is a God's love. The English language, when it comes to love, puts all under love, and we know it's different. Yet here is the love of God, the extent of it. May just the Lord help us to appreciate loving one another, loving the brethren, and loving the sinners who do not know Christ. That's very, very important.
Here we say in verse 14 of chapter 3 that because we love the brethren is an evidence to my own self, not to anyone else, but to my own self, that I am a partaker of divine life. It's something that tells me that I'm passed from death unto life. Just by the mere fact that I love the brethren.
And that's what the scripture is highlighting, the thought, because just a couple of verses earlier, you might say, the result of the first relationship amongst brethren, brother with brother, the end of it was failure. And a brother hated and killed his other brother. Because he brings the thought of Cain. Because he was wicked and his deeds were wicked as well, were evil. But now, in comparison to that, in the family of God, love is native to the new birth. And it is seen, it is displayed, as we have heard all afternoon, is by loving the brethren. So when we love the brethren, it is a sense of assurance to the saints of God that we have passed from death into life.